Hey, we're a national show, so when we talk about sports and the fact that there are two New York sports teams in the playoffs this spring in hockey and in basketball, we really have to widen it out and get the rest of the country involved. Ibrahim Abdelmateen is here, Takeaway Sports contributor. Let's talk about the NHL. The Rangers are in the hockey playoffs, but so are a lot of other teams around the country. First of all, give us a reason to tune into the NHL playoffs, because they do last quite a while.
A reason to tune in is that the NHL is probably the most fair or most equally balanced league in the country. There's 16 teams that make the playoffs, which is actually a lot. And most of the time, the top-seeded teams do not make it to the second round, which means that your small market local team could end up winning the NHL, the Stanley Cup.
Everybody's got a chance.
Correct. Everybody, every team has a chance, and every team has a chance. It depends on your goalie. And if your goalie gets hot throughout the playoffs, you could go as far as they can take you.
Goaltender.
Well, yes.
Yeah, there you go. What about? I mean, hockey is a great game to watch, and there are all sorts of narratives and stories of team to team and rivalries. What's the second reason?
Well, of course, the second reason is that there's this classic. It's violent, right? I mean, it's an incredibly violent game.
Sure.
So if you like, if you like that sort of intense. The intense rivalry of the games. Hockey is nothing better than that. The matchups that I'm really, really looking at this year, I mean, right now is Boston against Montreal. That's
right.
the game that I think everyone is salivating over to see what happens in that one.
And what about the Pittsburgh Penguins and the Tampa Bay Lightning? I can't really, you know, get involved in Florida hockey teams, but the Pittsburgh Penguins are fourth seeded this year and are actually the defending champions from 2 years ago, right?
Correct. The only thing about this game, which is interesting, with Pittsburgh, they are without their superstar, Sidney Crosby. That would be like the NFL without Tom Brady or basketball without Kobe Bryant. Having Sidney Crosby out, and he might be back for the next round if he gets healthy, but he's been out since January, which means these Penguins have been able to create a playoff-winning playoff team without their star player. Now, if he comes back, they're extremely dangerous.
Mm. Now, number three, there's some new geography in the NHL playoffs that we should be paying attention to.
Correct. So for the first time ever, three California teams have made it into the playoffs, which is really interesting. Right now you have the Sharks playing the San Jose Sharks playing the Los Angeles Kings. And, you know, California is not really hockey country as you would think of it.
Although the Sharks for years have, like, sold the most team memorabilia and jerseys because the Shark logo is so popular in California.
And which speaks to the power dynamics that's shifting. A lot of the money is shifting to some of these teams that are in these strange places and not, you know, to the teams that are in Canada where hockey is like a religion.
And, you know, one of the reasons hockey is a religion, aside from the fact that it's cold up there in Canada, is that hockey is actually a fantastic game to watch. It is really, really exciting and filled with action.
There's nonstop action. It's extremely fast. And that's what I think I like about it the most. You have these people that show an incredible amount of skill and power at the same time.
And if you actually win the championship, you get this weird-looking metal barrel thing.
It's called the what is that one called?
Stanley Cup.
The Stanley Cup. It's not only is it a weird metal barrel thing, and you could probably think of it as like a junk piece of metal. It's probably the best sports trophy that exists on the planet Earth.
Totally cool. Yeah.
Exactly. And every single team that has ever won and their names are etched into this thing.
That's right. It takes you right back to school. It's old school. The NHL. Ibrahim Abdelmateen, Takeaway Sports contributor, taking a look at the NHL playoffs.
Hey, good morning.
This is Ira Flatow, host of Science Friday. For over 30 years, the Science Friday team has been reporting high-quality science and technology news, making science fun for curious people by covering everything from the outer reaches of space to the rapidly changing world of AI to the tiniest microbes in our bodies. Audiences trust our show because they know we're driven by a mission to inform and serve listeners first and foremost with important news they won't get anywhere else. And our sponsors benefit from that halo effect. For more information on becoming a sponsor, visit sponsorship.wnyc.org.